This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping held bilateral talks on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit at Tianjin in China yesterday. In a social media post after the meeting, Mr. Modi said the two leaders agreed on the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in border areas and reaffirmed their commitment to cooperation based on mutual respect, mutual interest, and mutual sensitivity. In his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations. On economic and trade relations, the two leaders recognized the role of their two economies to stabilize world trade. They highlighted the need to proceed for a political and strategic direction to expand bilateral trade and investment ties and reduce trade deficit. The Prime Minister noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and their relations should not be seen through a third country lens. On the sidelines of the SCO summit, Prime Minister Modi also met several other world leaders, including presidents of Maldives, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Belarus, and the Prime Ministers of Egypt and Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness meeting these leaders. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Jammu today to review ongoing rescue and relief operations and assess the damage caused by recent cloudburst and floods. He will review the situation in Katra, where landslides along the Vaishno Devi pilgrimage route have caused several deaths. Our correspondent reports that after his arrival at Jammu, Shah will head directly to Raj Bhavan, Jammu, to chair a high-level review meeting to discuss and assess the flood relief measures. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Karnataka and Tamil Nadu from today. The President will grace the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the All India Institute of Speech and Hearing at Mysuru today. On Tuesday, she will attend the 120th Foundation Day celebrations of City Union Bank in Chennai. The President will also participate in the 10th convocation of the Central University of Tamil Nadu at Thiruvarur. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has constituted Interministerial Central Teams, IMCTS, of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir to assess the damage caused by heavy rainfall, floods, flash floods, cloudbursts and landslides. In a statement, the ministry said that on the directions of the Home Minister, Amit Shah, these teams will conduct on-the-spot assessment of the situation and review the relief work carried out by the respective state governments. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. IMD also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh for the next 24 hours. The parts of Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Kerala and Mahi, Konkan and Goa are expected to experience heavy rainfall till the 3rd of next month. In hockey, India registered its second consecutive win in the Asia Cup men's tournament at Rajgir in Bihar. And